Hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. A new another Bigfoot Alberta story this is sighting by off-roader bikers near Buck Lake, 1979, July, Alberta, Canada, off Primier Highway. Town nearest town was Boyle. Nearest road was 55. Said, I was 14 at the time. I was staying with the family and the friends at my mother's family homestead, farm in northern Alberta, very close to northern North Buck Lake. The nearest but very small towns would be Grassland, Donnaville, and Caseland. Everyone regularly goes fishing at what is commonly known in the area as the Narrows, a tiny connection between two major sections of the North Buck Lake, as fish are in their abundance. My friend and me decided to return to the farm on his dirt bike ahead of everyone else. About two-thirds of the way back, there's a long straight away where you either return to another part of the same lake or make a hard right turn, which takes you to the farm, which is at least 2 miles further. As we turned the corner heading back, I immediately noticed a person walking in the road far off in the distance, a mile or so. As we approached, it appeared darker and more massive. It became more apprehensive and couldn't get my friend's attention as the noise from the dirt bike drowned out my voice. But still, I didn't think anything other than someone walking in the middle of the road until we neared the turn to the farm. Which really frightened me was just before the turn to the farm, as long as the long straightaway, my friend stopped the motorcycle and didn't say a word. I tapped him on the back and said, "Did you see that?" He replied me, "Yeah, what the is that?" The F word. Then I saw the creature act like it sensed or knew it had been spotted, because it crouched down for a few seconds and then scurried off into the ditch, then the brush. Until that moment, I was convinced it was a person, but the manner that it retreated, and was so animal in nature. I had just watched it walk upright for more than a minute, probably two. I just about fainted. My friend freaked out and cranked his bike, almost tossed me off the back. As soon as we got back to the farm, we built a huge bonfire and pulled out all the guns. Well, only 22s. The strange thing is that we didn't talk about what we saw, but we just acted together, knowing that we could explain it. It was around 6 or 7 p.m., clear and sunny. The environment is known for lots of black bears and blueberries and sand hills. Well, there you have it. Another story from Alberta. If you like hearing these stories, you know what to do. Click, subscribe, follow. Just drop me a comment if that's what you want to do. Thanks for listening. And if you're a hockey player, keep your stick on the ice. Thank you.